Good morning, Kathleen. Welcome. How are you today?
Wonderful. How are you?
Doing well. Give us some of the highlights of last night's meeting at Central Middle School, right?
Absolutely. Yes. And hybrid, it continues to be hybrid. So that was great. Although we had initially we had a few technical difficulties, which made it fun. But then we had, and it was a very interesting meeting, which I'll just highlight that we had a bat join us during the meeting.
Really?
Yes.
That, not the Batman, but a bat.
A bat. And at first, some of us thought it was a bird, but in fact, it was a bat. And then later I learned from the custodian that apparently they do have some bats there. So, but we managed to get it out of the auditorium because it flew out, and then we closed the door.
Okay. And went back to the belfry.
Exactly. But it added just a little sense of humor to a meeting. So, we had about 20 speakers last night. Actually, we had some kids come out, which is always great to hear from the students. And they were talking about the Greenwich High School Student Center, which I'll talk about in a moment. But that's part of the allocation of the American Rescue Plan funding. We're considering for that. And so it was just great to hear from the students and the staff that would really like to see money spent on redoing the Student Center, which apparently hasn't been redone since the school was built in the 70s. So certainly ready for some updating. So we had that. We also had some kids talk about Central Middle School ed specs because that was also on the agenda. So that was nice to hear from them. Then we got into the discussion items. As I mentioned, every board meeting now, we will have a Western Middle School fields update. We just want to make this a continuous priority. And the good news is that it looks like we might be finally done with testing, that the state's not asking for any more soil testing. They do expect that we're going to have to go a little deeper than we originally anticipated when cleaning this up, but we are currently working on, or the consultant is, a remedial action plan being developed in conjunction with DEEP and EPA. So we are hopeful that we are getting closer on actually cleaning up those fields. Then we spoke about the Central Middle School ed specs. That, as you know, is something that we are trying to move quickly on so that actually, and then we're forming a building committee, or I should say the selectmen, is putting together a building committee now so that we will then approve the ed specifications as a board, and then July 1st, the building committee could actually start working with the architect on starting to actually plan for this building. So please, anyone that has feedback, there are lots of different ways to provide it. We're trying to get as much input as possible. Tom Healy, who's the principal at Central Middle School, and his staff have certainly provided a lot of insight. Parents, board members, community members, but we obviously, this is the school we'll be building for hopefully many generations, so it's important to get as much feedback as possible. We then had a meeting where the Special Education Advisory Council came and reported to us. This is a new group formed a couple of years ago. It's about actually 13 parents, 5 educators, a couple administrators, and it's wonderful because they were formed to provide sort of all parents in the broader community on special ed issues, and especially as it relates to Greenwich, just to be supportive. And this has just been a real cultural shift, I think, in our special education department, where they're really partnering with parents. And it was just so wonderful to hear from these parents on all the progress they feel that has been made in the special education department. And, of course, they had some recommendations for more things to come, but the new head of special education, Dr. Stacy, was really a partner with them and really excited about some of the things that they mentioned. So that was great news. Then we spent a little time going through the America Rescue Plan funding. Obviously, this is to address learning loss. It's a little over $9 million. We did a really great job, I think, last summer, sort of getting a community input, working with the board and the administration to figure out how to use this money this year to address learning loss. Those are things like math interventionists. We have social workers. And things seem to be going well. We had a lot of principals actually that came out and talked about how they're using it in their schools. And this is really supposed to be, transformational funding. And hopefully we are doing just that. We will continue to learn more. This is something that the board will actually vote on next week. And then it will go to the RTM for final approval. So we spent some time on that. Then we had our action items. We actually approved new French textbooks for the high school. We had a healthy food certification. And most importantly, we actually had to adjust our calendar already for next year because apparently the federal holiday of January 1st actually is going to be celebrated on the 2nd, so we needed to add another day to the school calendar for a day off, which is always a joyous thing to do. And that was pretty much it. Like I said, there will be a special meeting next week, where we're going to vote on the America Rescue Plan funding. And then we also probably will add Central Middle School ed specifications to the meeting, because we just want to keep up there moving quickly and probably have that addressed, and just continue that process to get feedback so that we could vote on it sometime in June.
Okay. And again, when would that meeting be?
I'm so happy you're saying that, because I'm looking here at my calendar and we decided on that last night. It's going to be via Zoom, and it is going to be on the 24th of May. I believe it's going to be at, I'm going to tell you, I think it's at 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. I don't have it on here, but I will make sure I will post it on board docs. Mm-hmm. Probably today.
Okay.
But I think it's 4 p.m. and it's going to be via Zoom.
That'll be next Tuesday.
Yeah.
They have to make sure that they're just, this is the kind of one-time things, right? Because this is not going to be ongoing funding, correct?
Right. Well, so basically it was for 3 years, sort of, you have $9.8 million to spend over 3 years. And I should note that Greenwich did particularly well in terms of how much funding we got, because we were actually rewarded for sending our kids back to school so quickly in the pandemic. So we actually did get a pretty significant allocation versus other school districts. We do have through fiscal year 24 to spend it. Again, it's supposed to just be mostly to address learning loss, and it's supposed to be transformational. We are spending a bulk of it in 22, frankly, because we wanted to get the money sort of into the system as quickly as possible to address our students' needs. Then there is some money for fiscal year 23, and then there'll be a little bit left for fiscal year 24. But we do need to use it sort of then. And I should note that we are, as the administration and, of course, the board is doing a very good job, I hope, of recognizing there could be a funding cliff, right? So you end up adding all these incentives for, we have math interventionists, we have sub-incentives, because frankly, it's hard to get subs debt nowadays, and people are sick. So we really are trying to keep our sub pool open. So we're using the money for a lot of things like that, but we recognize that in fiscal year 24, all of a sudden this money is going away. So we want to make sure we're sort of bringing what we need into the operating budget, and we are managing that very closely.
All right. At what point do you start going over all the names you have to read for graduation?
You're right. I got to get on that soon. That's the best part of the best time of the year, right?
That's part of the job, right?
It really is. And you're right. And I have to start signing. So most importantly, I get to sign the diplomas, and I don't have the best handwriting in the world. So I'm going to work on that very slowly.
Well, hopefully it doesn't make them illegitimate when they get to college, right?
Exactly. Dr. Jones has great handwriting, so they should focus on that one.
See, she passed her penmanship course. You did not.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks, Kathleen, for your time this morning. Have yourself a good weekend.
Thank you. You too, Tony. Bye.